What's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday, February 24th, 2022, 1:08 a.m. Eastern Time. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Donda 2. I was able to go to the Donda 2 concert at Lone Depot Park here in Miami, home of the Miami Marlins. And I want to tell you guys all about it. Just so you guys know, the voice you heard right there to start off the show was an amazing voice of Alicia Keys. And the name of that song is City of Gods. It's Alicia Keys, Favio Foreign, and Kanye West. So now to talk about Donda 2 at Lone Depot Park, like I said, I was able to go. It was a very unique experience. It was a very cool experience. I'm grateful that I finally got to see Kanye in person for the first time. That was really, I would say, the main factor into why I decided to go to the show. Because in my head, I was like, look, like, and no matter what people say about him, like, people are always criticizing him, and I understand. But at the end of the day, I feel even you disagree with what he does. I feel at the end of the day, most of us can agree that he's one of the most talented and creative musicians that has ever walked on earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really believe that he's one of the most talented and one of the most creative artists or musicians, whatever you want to call him. So and really, I was like Kanye doesn't really, he hasn't done a tour in a long time. He doesn't really do concerts in Miami. So I was like, look, I have the chance to go. I might as well take advantage of the opportunity, because I don't know if I'll ever be able to get it again. Like, I don't know if he's ever going to do another concert in Miami. Who knows? Maybe he does, but I mean, maybe years down the line. And I was like, look, yeah, at the end of the day, he's one of the most talented and creative musicians or artists, like I said, has ever walked on earth. So I was like, man, I might as well go see him in person. Obviously, I've been following him for so many years. So many people love his music, and rightfully so. He's earned that. He, like I keep saying, he's one of the most talented and creative artists of all time. So to talk about the experience, so like I said, it took place at Lone Depot Park, home of the Miami Marlins, our baseball team here in Miami. And first of all, the park, Lone Depot Park, I hadn't seen it that packed since literally the first game ever there, which was like the Miami Marlins against the St. Louis Cardinals. It's been years. I believe it was like 2012 around there. But yeah, I had never seen the stadium that packed ever since the first game that it was ever played there. And it was just amazing. Like, I throughout the show, I kept looking around the stadium, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I was looking up all the way at the 300 level, all the way down, like near the field and stuff, and everything was packed. It was amazing. I know the gates opened at around 5:30. On the ticket, it said the show would start at 8. I knew it would start later, because that's not just a Kanye thing. Like, concerts usually start a lot later than what it says on the ticket. So, like I said, yeah, on the ticket, it said it was going to start at 8. And honestly, I didn't get my ticket till around like 7:30, 7:45, around there. I knew I was good with timing anyways, like I said, because I had read online that the live stream, I think, was starting like at 9, and he was probably going to go on like at 9:30 or 10. So I was like, yeah, I'm good with timing. Let me just go. And another thing to mention, it was the first time I've ever gone to a concert by myself. So I didn't know what to expect with that. I was kind of hesitating on going because of that, really. But then, like I said, I was just like, man, who knows if I'll ever have this opportunity again to see Kanye in person. You know what I'm saying? So I like I said, decided to go. So yeah, I get there at around like, I would say around 8:30. I get there. I knew it was going to be packed. So the first thing I did before even going to my seats, I went to get some food. I was hungry, so I ate some pizza. I got a bottle of water. And then I went down to my seats at around 9 o'clock, I would say. I was sitting there till the show started. Kanye came out at around 10:50. It lasted all the way till around midnight. Around midnight, actually. So he was out there for a while. And really what it was, I would say, it was like a listening party. It was called like Donda 2 Miami Experience, something like that. So yeah, it wasn't that's what, like I started off the episode, like I said, it was a very unique experience. And why I say it was unique is because Kanye didn't sing live. None of the people he brought out sang live. The music was playing. Obviously, Kanye was out there the whole time. He was dancing, moving around, doing his thing. And he brought out like Migos. He brought out Rich the Kid, Jack Harlow, Alicia Keys, Fabio Foreign, and a couple other people. But so that was a unique part about it. He didn't sing live. It was really his music playing. Like I said, he was moving around. And even when all these people came out, like they're performing, but not singing live, if that makes sense. But something I was very impressed with, and it just adds on to the creative genius that Kanye West is, was the stage. If you guys have seen pictures, I'll post it on Instagram, but I already posted on my story at Rob Gao, R-O-B-C-A-O, but I'll post it on the Flame as well when I post about this episode. You guys, if you see the stage, which was like a house, like I said, the house got on fire. There was a bunch of like beautiful different lighting throughout the whole show. There was purple lights, blue lights. It was just like, I really appreciated the detail that went into it. And I know Kanye is very much like that, because that's what you hear all the time. So that just adds on to his, yeah, like I said, the creative genius he is and the talent he has in that, because the fact that he didn't sing live, and I was impressed, like, blew my mind. I knew going into it, like, I was going to have a good time regardless, because you got to have a positive mindset, you know what I'm saying? But, and I did have a feeling that he wasn't going to sing live, so I wasn't super surprised that he didn't sing live. But yeah, I kept looking around the whole time. I took so many pictures and videos because it was beautiful. All the detail, like I said, the house, the lighting, everything was beautiful. He had like people walking around. They're dressed like in black outfits, I would say, black pants, black shirts, and black helmets covering their faces as well. For a couple songs, he had people riding around in motorcycles around the house, around the stage, you know what I'm saying? It was very unique. But like I said, very cool. And I'm super grateful that I got to experience that in person. The crowd was amazing, actually. I'm especially thankful for that, since I went by myself, like I said. So yeah, overall, it was just a very amazing crowd. Amazing crowd. I was very impressed, man. Like, these Kanye fans are diehard, man. They knew most of the songs. It was amazing. They're just all having a good time. They're smiling, laughing. I really loved the vibe in the crowd. Thank God for that. Even before, like, we were waiting for a while, but people were like laughing. We did the wave around the stadium around, like, three times. Like planes would fly by and everyone started cheering and clapping, kind of like a sarcastic way. So you know what I mean? It was like really good energy, a really good crowd, and it was, let me say, it was a beautiful thing to see Lone Depot Park packed like it was. Like, I mean, I told a couple people today, I was like, when I was walking out, I recorded some videos, you know, trying to manifest, hopefully the Marlins hosting a World Series here as soon as possible. Because the crowd that I saw walking out of that stadium, I was like, just imagine if the Marlins were in the World Series here, it would be absolutely insane. So I was super happy too. I got to say that, like, for Lone Depot, because, man, and Kanye hit it on the head as well, picking the right venue. I know most people would have thought, oh, the FTX Arena, Hard Rock Stadium, and rightfully so. You know what I mean? Those are the most popular venues, I would say. But, hey, Lone Depot, I hope they get some exposure with this, and now they get some more big-time events like this, because one thing about, obviously, it was I say Marlins Park, it's Lone Depot now. It's always been beautiful. That's something, even other struggling times with the Marlins, I continue to go to games, obviously, to support the team. And honestly, I always tell people, being at Lone Depot Park, it just makes me feel like kind of like I'm on vacation. Like, it relaxes me. It takes away stress. When I'm there, I don't think about anything else. So to see it so packed, to see such good energy there, it was incredible. And people were watching it worldwide on a live stream. So even that fact that, like, Lone Depot, man, got a lot of exposure. So I'm very happy for Lone Depot Park and the Marlins. You know what I mean? Speaking, like I already mentioned, but like, yeah, like, he brought out Migos. So he brought out Takeoff, Offset, and Quavo, Rich the Kid, Jack Harlow, a couple other people, like I said. But I wanted to mention, it was pretty cool, because one of the things I posted about the concert on my story, it was a video of Kanye, Migos, and Rich the Kid. And I tagged Kanye and Migos in it, and the Migos Instagram account reposted it. So I thought that would be pretty cool to mention on here. And I'll be sure to post it on the Flame Instagram at the Flame underscore ES. So you guys could go check it out. But yeah, I'm just like, I know I've said it like repeatedly already, but like, I'm really grateful to have witnessed like one of the most talented and creative artists, not only of our time, but like ever to ever walk the earth. Like, and like I said in the beginning, you can criticize him. You don't have to agree with stuff he says, with actions he does. But I'm talking about music. I really feel like we, even if you don't agree with the guy out of music, it's hard. Like, I know people who criticize him, don't agree with him, and they tell me, they're like, no, bro, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's so talented in music, that's something you can't take away from him. And I'm glad that people feel that way, you know what I mean? And also another thing about Kanye, I mean, I'm kind of the person, like, I tend to defend him. I'm not saying I agree with everything he does. I'm not, and that's not what I do on here anyways. You know, I don't speak about issues and people outside of what they do, like outside of sports, in this case, outside of music. But at the same time, man, like, nobody's perfect. And he is Kanye West. He's going to be scrutinized even if he doesn't make mistakes, because he's Kanye West. And nobody's perfect. I feel some people just got to, like, kind of, I don't know, instead of, like, pushing him down, try to, like, send some positive vibes his way. Just because the whole world tries to tear him down doesn't mean you should do the same. That's not right. What if you were in his shoes? Would you want people tearing you down and making you feel worse, making you feel bad, trying to destroy you? Or would you want them to try to uplift you and help you get better? You know what I'm saying? So that's just something to keep in mind, not only with Kanye, but with any other person in your life. But obviously, in this case, I'm talking about Kanye. But I feel not enough people think about that. But whatever. Like I said, I don't. On this podcast, you know, I don't talk about non-sports stuff, non-music, non-TV shows, whatever it may be that we're talking about on an episode. But, I mean, yeah, just an amazing, amazing experience. A couple other things to mention. Like, I didn't see them in person, but I saw some videos. Elon Musk, of course, the owner of Tesla, he was there watching it with Rick Ross, with French Montana, Tyler Hero, and Katya Elise Henry. They were there as well. I didn't see them, but like I saw them posting on Instagram. I did see a super cool. It's another thing to mention. When I was walking out, I'm walking. It's kind of the area where like the Marlins players leave after games and go into the parking garage to get into their cars. It was around that area. I'm walking across, and then I see a golf cart. I'm like, there has to be someone, you know what I mean? Someone big in there, because like, who else would be driving a golf cart? And then it's on the golf cart turned out to be my boy, Billy, DJ Khaled, father of Assad. And literally, I just froze. And then thank God, like, I got a little video of him, kind of like the back of him, when he was driving off in the golf cart. But yeah, if you guys know me, you listen to me on here, you know I'm a huge fan of DJ Khaled. So that was amazing to see him there. I also when I kept walking to the next block, I look up and I actually walked next to Andre Branch. Might not be a big name, but he was a defensive end for the Dolphins. I think for the Jaguars too, and a couple other teams. But like, obviously, I remember him as a Dolphin. That'd be pretty cool to mention. Oh, and another thing too that I thought it was awesome. I don't think I've told anyone this today. Yeah, because I've talked to some people about the concert. And, so Lunch Money Lewis, who sings Green Light with Pitbull and Flo Rida, he was literally sitting a couple rows like ahead of me. And I was like, in my head, I was like, holy crap, man, that's so cool. Obviously, if you guys know me, you know, I love Pitbull. So, of course, I love Green Light, one of my favorite songs. Give me the green light. Yeah. So, yeah, Lunch Money Lewis, shout out to him, the Miami boy. Saw him enjoying himself there with a nice Gucci hat on. So I'm glad I remembered that, because, yeah, like I said, I haven't even told anyone about that. But I thought, to me, it was super cool to see him there a couple rows ahead. And I know there's a couple other rappers people were taking pictures of before the show, or people were taking pictures with. But honestly, I didn't really know who they were. But whatever, it's cool to see that anyways. I like to see fans, like, in their element, you know, talking and going up to like, yeah, these, like, celebrities and stuff. that's always a cool experience, like to be a part of and also to view. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, guys, overall, I mean, Donda 2, Miami experience, Lone Depot Park was a 10 out of 10. I'll say 11 out of 10. It was an amazing experience. Shout out to Kanye West for putting on an amazing event. Before I wrap it up, another thing I've mentioned to people. So literally this concert wasn't like heavily promoted. There was no billboards throughout Miami. Kanye didn't really post about it a lot. You didn't see other people really posting about it that much. So the fact that he almost like sold out a stadium on a random Tuesday night in Miami without heavy promotion, it's just incredible. And I don't think a lot of people could do that. And it's not a bad thing that they can't do that. It's just like incredible to see the fan base that Kanye has. And especially in a place like Miami where, yeah, he obviously he's here a lot, but it's not like it's his hometown or anything. So I'm super impressed by that as well. But yeah, overall, like I said, Donda 2 Miami experience, at Lone Depot Park, 11 out of 10 experience. I would do it again for sure. And if it ever, another event like this with Kanye ever happens here, I recommend for all of you guys out there listening to go and witness this very talented person. So witness him in action. Like I said, even without him singing live, it was an incredible thing that he put on. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, make sure, like I said, I'll be posting clips and stuff and pictures on Instagram at @theflame_ES. So make sure to check them out there. And yeah, I appreciate you guys tuning into this episode. Once again, shout out to Kanye West. Hell of a job, man. Until next time, everyone, take care.